بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we read the hadith which was narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, in which he said that he sees as though, when he was narrating the hadith, that I am seeing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that there was a Nabiya of Allah ta'ala and his people had hit him so much that blood started flowing from his body, but he exercised so much of sabr and patience at that time also, and he made dua that, oh Allah, guide my people, for they do not know. And so we say that when a person has this quality of sabr, then he handles that matter very, very easily. Otherwise, this matter could be handed over in the court of Allah and to ask Allah to take revenge from that person. But when a person has got sabr, and to forgive is much more sweeter than taking revenge. A person loves to take revenge, but the fruit of forgiveness is much, much more sweeter. So if we learn this quality and it comes into our life of exercising sabr, having patience, then whether it's arguments in the house with the family, etc., with anyone else, a person will be able to forgive easily. And when he forgives, he will enjoy that, and there will be goodness and enjoyment all around him. But when a person wants to take revenge, and a person becomes rude, etc., then he himself also becomes miserable, and he makes the whole environment around him also miserable. Anyway, this hadith was related by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was one of the early reverts to Islam. He was the sixth person to embrace Islam. He was famous amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as the keeper of the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that explains to us how close he was and what a mu'tamad, a trusty Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had so much trust on him. He used to be the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in travel. That is, seeing to all the needs, making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him in very high esteem and said regarding him, I am pleased for my ummah regarding that which Ibn Abd is pleased with for them. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is pleased with, I'm also pleased with that. That shows clearly what great trust Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put into Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And the Hanafi mazhab is based primarily on the teachings of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, his riwayat. So that shows that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very happy with all the teachings which we regard as the Hanafi mazhab. But of course, all the four mazhab are haq and they are all correct. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I am displeased for them regarding that which Ibn Abd is displeased with. And what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is displeased with, in other words, he has got a deep understanding of deen, and he understands deen and the things which he which displeased with. Like many things he said, this is bid'ah. So that was bid'ah, and it would be bid'ah in the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. He was sent to Kufa by Hazrat Umar ibn Abd al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to teach and spread Islam. 4,000 scholars in Kufa saw him off when he returned to Madinatul Munawwara. That is, he made so much effort that there were up to 4,000 scholars, and they all saw him off with that great honor Allah had blessed him with. Where he passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, then finally he passed away. 848 hadith are narrated from him. With regard to the hadith itself, ulama have stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the Nabi, which he referred to in this hadith, that his people had struck him on his face and caused blood to flow. The ulama say that this was Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, that his people also hurt him terribly and went against him very, very much. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, however, stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking about himself. That is, in the Battle of Badr, how the difficulty came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got wounded and injured in that battle, but he was speaking about himself. If we accept the former interpretation, that is, that it refers to Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, it indicates the tremendous sacrifices made by the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam in propagating the truth. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they made all these sacrifices and they exercised great patience as well. If we accept the latter interpretation, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was referring to himself, it is a reference to the Battle of Uhud, when the head and face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were wounded and bled profusely. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped away his blessed blood so that it would not reach the ground. The reason for that was, in which case the enemy would have been punished. If the Nabi's blood reaches the ground, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala would punish the enemy for that. Even that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried his utmost and made the effort that the blood that was flowing from his face, etc., his tooth also broke, all that happened, but he did not allow the blood to reach the ground so that the people would not be punished. How much he desired the hidayat of people and how much he wanted the goodness of people. He tolerated their ignorance with kindness by making dua for their forgiveness. So we learn great, great lessons here. But we become so angry on small, small matters, and we start screaming, shouting, and using so foul language just on a little thing that goes against us. But here Allah's Nabi, and he's wounded to this extent, but how much of patience, and he's making dua for those people. This was the superb example of forbearance set by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who desire to propagate the truth. So whenever we will engage in the work of deen, whether it is we go out in jamaat, etc., or the ulama, when they speak the truth and they get all the criticism from the people, the mocking and jeering of the people, but they will always make sabr when it is done for Allah's pleasure, and they will not want to take revenge from anyone, but they would make dua for those people. So this is, and even in our day-to-day lives, if we have developed the quality of forbearance, of making sabr, we will find so much of tranquility and peace in our home, in our workplace, with our friends, wherever we are. But when we just get cross and we become, go out of our mind, we start swearing terribly, where just because a little bit goes against us, then we make everything sour and bitter, and we become miserable, and we make everyone else also miserable. And this leads to stress, and stress is one of the main causes of so many other diseases that we suffer then. All different types of diseases, if we just learn to make sabr. And that is an effort that a person has to make in order to acquire this one of so many good qualities which we are supposed to acquire, which is called the tarbiyat of a person and the islah of a person. If we do this and these qualities come in us, we would live happily here too, and everyone around us. And in the akhirat, what Allah will give, we cannot imagine. May Allah give us the understanding and the tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.